how much do you think the Marvel characters changed the original concepts of Disney Infinity?
Well, like I said, it changed it quite a bit, and in my mind, in a really nice way, that it expanded the box of what Infinity could be. When we first started doing the designs, like I said, it was kind of a little bit cartoony and too cartoony. It wasn't aspirational enough. It wasn't cool enough. So we went back to the drawing board and started trying to, you know, what should we add to the Infinity style that will allow more muscles and, you know, just a little bit more detail. And I think, you know, like I said, Hulk and Venom are great examples of exactly that. But, you know, you see Hulk or Venom next to the other figures of those characters, and generally they're far more detailed. But you still have the same massiveness and intensity that just right for Infinity, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think for me, the thing that Marvel adds is, and the Marvel characters add is the natural evolution of our gameplay and of the Infinity and of Infinity as a platform. And it's hard to articulate this unless you're internal at Disney or you can get into our heads. But as you begin to see what our plans are for Infinity as a franchise as it evolves, the type of characters that we're integrating into the game all bring in very specific types of gameplay patterns that help make Infinity something very different than any other game that's out there in the kids and family space. To Jeff's point in the beginning, when we had our initial set of characters, they were primarily Disney and Disney Pixar focused. Then we strive to add Lone Ranger as well as Pirates of the Caribbean, because we wanted to support our live action studio here at Disney, but also we wanted to bring and realize what those characters that are more human-like would look like inside of this Disney Infinity art style. And then we began working on the integration of Marvel. It became a challenge because we had our development team say, okay, well, these are superheroes now, and they're quite a bit more complex in terms of what they can do and how they behave in the game. So as you can imagine, getting all those characters to feel just right while also designing worlds that would allow these characters to be fun to play with was a daunting task for the development team. But something that, you know, integrating the Marvel superheroes, by integrating the Marvel superheroes, we were able to evolve our gameplay and take it to the next level. And the thing that's nice is that all of the characters for Infinity end up benefiting from that. And I think that's one of the key things that differentiates us from the other Toys to Life games in the marketplace. We're focused on innovating our software and trying to make sure that the new characters that we add, the new content that we add, actually makes the software more robust for players and breathes new life into all of their 1.0 characters that they have. And as we continue to evolve Disney Infinity and bring new characters into it, we're looking at the moves and the abilities and the things that those characters will bring to the platform from a software perspective that will in turn increase the value of all of our players' investment in the 1.0 and 2.0 characters.
Yeah, to John's point, you know, I don't know, on Infinity One, the range of characters he had, you know, if you take a Jesse and a Woody or even the Cars characters, it's not obvious that those characters need a skill tree. But then when you get to working with Marvel characters, suddenly that becomes very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have the ability to upgrade that character. And then when you expand that for Marvel, then you don't want to leave the Disney characters behind. And then, so just like John's saying, it really
grows the Infinity experience across the board when we bring a new property in, like Marvel.
Yeah, so you're going to start seeing that more and more. I mean, that's why we call this a platform, because it's more than just a one-off video game. It's a piece of software that, as we add new characters and content, continues to evolve. It's not going. Our intention is not to just to feel like it's the same game every single year, but rather to feel like a fresh, new experience, and make players that, you know, have a Buzz Lightyear figure from the first game want to put them inside the second game or put them inside of whatever the latest version of the software is and experiment with that character to see how that character has evolved as the team has integrated new gameplay systems and mechanics to Infinity.